When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We should have, in a matter of moments, the Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas is going to stop by. He was drafted in 2007. He was the third overall selection by the Cleveland Browns, and it could have been one of the safest draft picks of all time. Because look what he was able to do in Cleveland, the face of that franchise, 10 Pro Bowls, six-time first-team All-Pro, was on the 2010 All-Decade team, and obviously made the Hall of Fame very quickly after his career did come to a close. And now joining us, I think he's driving to Green Bay, Wisconsin, because he is announcing the second-round selection of the Cleveland Browns, and that is the legendary Cleveland Brown, the legendary football player, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, in Joe Thomas, who's kind enough to join us right now. And I am told that he has a Hall of Fame beef company now, SixSpringsFarm.com. And Joe Thomas is with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Joe, appreciate it as always. How you been?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So tell me about this beef company. Usually I would do the promo item at the end, but you hear Hall of Fame beef company and Joe Thomas, I got to ask that right out of the gate.
Yeah, I did something right naming that since we're going right off the top with the promo. But now my family farm, we raise Hall of Fame beef. Like I mentioned, it's all pasture to plate. I really got passionate about this after I retired because, I was so obsessed with being the best left tackle I possibly could be. And I was really searching for kind of something when I retired. And I thought, you know what? What do I really like to do? I like to eat a lot. I've got this awesome family farm in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. I've got this incredible pasture land that's right on the banks of the Blue River. And let's see, if money was not an option, how could I raise the best tasting beef that's the best for you on planet Earth? And I did that, thankfully. I completely stumbled into it just by happenstance with how we're raising them, how we're feeding them, all the food that's raised on our farm, from the corn silage to the alfalfa hay to the pasture that they're eating in the summer, and then just having some really great guidance. And then as soon as my family and friends were eating that, they're like, you need to sell this stuff because it's too good, and it's such a great story where normally people are eating food today, they have no idea where it comes from, and the beef gets shipped all over the country, getting born here and finished here. And for me, I was like, no, I want to simplify this and make sure if people are buying Hall of Fame beef, they know exactly where it's coming from. It's coming right from my farm. Everything's born there. We selected the best genetics that money can buy, and then they're raised their entire life until the truck comes and they go to heaven on my farm, and then they become delicious steaks and beef sticks and jerky and all the beef products you can possibly imagine, and you can get it all shipped right to your house from our website, Six Springs Farm. So I appreciate it. Let me go off the top and getting pretty excited off the jump.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. So we know you got the meats covered. Now you're in the car and you're heading over to Green Bay to go see the NFL draft. You'll be announcing the Browns' second round selection, the 33rd pick in the NFL draft. What is Joe Thomas like on this drive outside of just having a bunch of meat in the car? Like, you listen to a lot of music? What are you doing on this drive?
Yeah, I actually do have like 20 pounds of beef sticks that I'll be handing out to influential friends and family up in Green Bay, and some cheddar wurst for all my Wisconsinites that are certainly going to be tailgating out there. And, you know, some of the other people, maybe even some Bears fans will let them in on it. But I do like to jam a little bit in the car. I'm listening to some podcasts like a lot of people. But sometimes, you know, I like a lot of different types of music, and sometimes just putting on some reggae, some chill music like that just gets me in the right flow and the right vibe to just zone out and get up there to Green Bay, to Titletown, and get excited for the draft.
So obviously, you know, we know your connection to Wisconsin and all that. So you're going back there. In 2007, you were the third overall pick, you know, one of the best draft picks ever with the career that you did go on to have. What do you remember on that night that your life really changed when the Browns made you the third overall pick of the draft?
Well, I think I was one of the first people that said, you know what, the draft is awesome. Thank you so much for inviting me, but I got something that's already on the calendar. I'm going fishing with my dad today. And you know, the NFL pushed back a little bit for a while, but I think they finally understood, like, when I say something, I'm going to do it. And this is more about spending time with my dad and doing something that I've loved for a very long time. And then, you know what, once I get drafted, that's when the work begins. You know, I really kind of hated the idea that I saw a lot of draft picks ahead of me where they thought that the draft was the end of their journey, right? The work's over. I get my contract now. I'm going to get paid all this money and I can just mail it in. And for me, I really didn't want that philosophy. For me, I wanted it to be, okay, I get drafted, take me out to Cleveland, and then now the work begins. And that's really the mentality that I brought to my career. And I think it paid off, obviously, in the end, making it to the Hall of Fame. And hopefully teammates remember me as that guy that just wanted to put his hard hat on, go to work. And it really didn't matter what the conditions were. I was there and I was going to show up and that they could count on me.
Well, you know what? Maybe they needed you to show up to the draft, because maybe then Jamarcus Russell wouldn't have been a bust with the number one overall selection, because he could have used those words of wisdom.
Yeah, he was exactly the type of guy that I was not excited to be compared to. Hey, he got the big contract. Time to mail it in and eat Cheetos the rest of my career.
One of my producers is a Raiders fan, and he's fist pumping right now. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas, is here with us. So the Browns here at two, there was a lot of speculation. People thought it could be Shedeur Sanders, then Abdul Carter. Right now, a lot of people believe it's going to be Travis Hunter. What would your thoughts be when the draft rolls around tomorrow night if that is the pick that the Browns make at two with Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I think when I look at the top five picks in the draft, I always think if you don't have a need at quarterback and if you haven't identified a quarterback that you are sure is that game changer that your franchise needs, that you can count on him, that's, you know, as foolproof as he possibly can be at that position, I think then you just go with the best player available. Because when you're picking that high, you can't afford to reach for a position of need. And if you're a good football player outside of quarterback, they'll find a way to get you on the field and your team will be better. And that's what I see Travis Hunter as. So I really hope that they're going to pick him with number two. I think everybody knows Cam Ward's probably going to go number one. So to me, Travis Hunter's like, hey, if you need receiver, put him out there at receiver. Hey, if you need a cornerback, put him out at cornerback. Every team needs more good cornerbacks. And so he can kind of do everything for you. And I think that's so important when you're picking at the top of the draft. And it just so also happens that it is two positions of need for the Browns.
And also, you look at it, we know what he could be as a wide receiver. We know what he could be as a corner. I've heard Andrew Berry say they look at him as a wide receiver first, but I'm surprised around the rest of the league how much stubbornness there feels like, where this guy is one of one. We've never seen someone do it at this level, and people right away are saying, oh, he can't play both ways at the next level. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be tough to think that he'd be able to play the whole game both ways, just because it's so much more physical and violent, and it takes so much more preparation. Like, I think he's probably early on in his career fit enough to be able to play both ways, especially at those positions. Like, as a receiver, if you catch 10 passes, you're getting tackled maybe 8 times, right? It's not exactly like you're getting smashed at that position. However, I think the problem is, I don't know if there's enough time in the day to be fully prepared and put in the film study to be able to play both positions full time. But I think what he would give you is, hey, you're a full-time receiver, which takes more prep than playing cornerback. But then you can put him out there in different packages. He can get 20, 25 snaps a game playing cornerback where you go, hey, Trav, you got that dude. And then he's just in man coverage. And I think he makes your team better out there. And I think that's a manageable two-way play for a player like Travis Hunter. And I think even if he does that, it's something that's almost unheard of in NFL history.
Could you imagine if they find a way to also get Shador, and you get Shador and Travis Hunter on the same team once again?
Unfortunately, I never made the playoffs in my career as a Brown. And so as Browns fans, we always say the draft is our Super Bowl. And if that happened, we would win the Super Bowl this year.
Wow. Like that would be that you would be that excited about it. Because some people, they have a little bit of a negative opinion on Shador. It seems like you're a believer what Shador could be as a quarterback.
Yeah, I really like Shador. I mean, I don't think he's the right pick at number two because of all the things I said about Travis Hunter. But I think as a quarterback, I think he's got the most important trait, and that's decision-making and accuracy. You can turn that skill set into a great quarterback in the NFL. Now, are you going to be Patrick Mahomes without a huge arm and amazing athleticism? No, but look throughout NFL history at the best quarterbacks. What sets them apart is always their decision-making and their accuracy. Guys who are self-made, like the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees's, that's what they did best. And if you can do that, you can have great success at quarterback. And that's what I see with Shador Sanders.
If let's just say they can't get Shador, and I think that'd be a heck of a job by Andrew Berry. So let's say Shador's off the board, Cam Ward's off the board. Is there another quarterback that you like? Because you hear some about Jackson Dart, and then there's a lot of speed and the big arm potential of a Jalen Milroe as well.
Yeah, so I like Jalen Milroe. The Browns are picking at the top of the second round, and I think if we were able to get him, that would be a huge coup for the team because in Kevin Stefanski's offense, it sounds like they're going to be going back to a little bit more of the play action, Kyle Shanahan type, you know, wide zone, throw the ball with play action. And so it doesn't take as much of a polished quarterback to be really successful in that scheme because you have a lot more time after the ball gets snapped to get your receivers down the field. So you can really stretch the secondary deep, and it opens up a lot more windows and holes. And when you have a quarterback with a big arm, they have to respect him to be able to throw the ball 60, 70 yards down the field. And so I think he's a guy that actually would fit really, really well with the system that Kevin Stefanski wants to run in Cleveland.
Wrap it up with the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas. You know, I watch Will Campbell a lot at LSU. I think he's going to be a very big player. But like we've heard it before with quarterbacks, small hands, offensive linemen, small arms. When you hear the small arm stuff with Will Campbell, how much of a concern is that, even though he has really good tape?
I got some PTSD because that's why I wasn't going to be a good NFL player. And I always found it so funny. You know, you got these measurables, and, you know, obviously always faster is better, stronger is better, longer arms, bigger hands are always better. But there's such a flaw in the measurement system for a lot of these combine tests. And, you know, arm length is one of them. And I'll try to keep it brief because I've got a lot of scars about this one. But they measure from, like, the point of your shoulder to the tip of your middle finger. And when they say you have short or long arms, the difference is like 1.5, 2 inches. So if there's a guy that's got really long middle finger, he might have short arms, but he's got a long middle finger, and they call him long-armed. When really, if you look at how you play the position, nobody's poking the defense with their middle finger. Like, you're striking them with a bent arm. You're hitting them with the palm of your hand. And so, like, having 1 or 2 longer arms, yeah, it's better to be longer than it is shorter in life in general. But like, it really is. It's irrelevant. And the difference where we classify somebody with long arms or short arms is so small, it's insignificant. Now, if you're telling me a guy have, you know, 23-inch arms, I'd be like, okay, he's going to be at a significant disadvantage. But we don't see guys going out there like a boxer and punching people like that. Your arms and your hands are just a way to connect the defensive player to your feet, and you control people with your feet as an offensive tackle. So the whole arm length thing, to me, is ridiculous. And every year we get to talk about it, and they bring me on to talk about it. So I guess I can't be too mad about it.
Well, you must have had a long middle finger because you gave the middle finger to a lot of those scouts that said you had short arms with the career that you had.
Well, I guess maybe I just cut off my other fingers, so it looks a lot longer now. So perspective is everything in life.
Before we let you run, like, are you nervous to announce this draft pick in the second round?
It'll be my first time up on the stage during a draft pick, so I guess I'm not nervous right now, but certainly I'll be nervous. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin. I live there now, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of friends and family that are there. My son's coming, my brother-in-law and his kids, so I think I'll probably be a little bit nervous. You know, you're doing something that you've never done before. Sometimes it makes you a bit nervous.
I think it's easy what you do. You get up there, you play to the crowd, hey, it's great to be home, and then you go, hey, this is for Zach Gelb. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. You know, we get a little shout out. You play to the Browns fans, and I think you'll be fine.
Hey, I'll let you write my speech. Text that to me after the show, and for sure I'm going to get a rousing round of applause from all the cheeseheads and all the Browns fans in the crowd.
Yeah, just don't forget to plug the Zach Gelb Show and then also SixSpringsFarms.com, right?
Hey, I'm on board with those two things, so I think we got a deal.
Sounds good. SixSpringsFarm.com, once again, is Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame beef company. Joe, safe travels. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. This was great.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, brother. We'll talk to you later.
There you go, Joe Thomas. Always love talking to him, the legendary offensive lineman, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. How about that? Shador and Travis are able to get them both. That would be like the Browns winning the Super Bowl. That's a good quote. All righty, we'll take a break. How are we talking about a few prospects? We know the creme de la creme prospects at each position. Who else stands out to me if you're not the best at your own position? I'll get to that on the other side. It is Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN, 888-714-4476. And you can always get at me on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.